Disclaimer, in this podcast, we will go deep into crimes committed by two serial killers. The details can be extremely disturbing. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey guys, welcome to Crime Curiosities. Kaylee and I are back at it again with our new episode, Race to Catch the Killers.
In this episode, we will dive into FBI profiling and how it helped catch the two most infamous serial killers. Can you guess which ones?
Ted Bundy and Jeffrey Dahmer?
You read my mind. For those of you who don't know much about these two men, don't worry. By the end of this podcast, you'll be Dahmer and Bundy experts.
FBI profiling is the investigation of a crime where you locate the unsub, also known as the killer, based on behavioral science, crime scene analysis, and forensic psychology. You take certain characteristics, like the antecedent, what fantasy they were trying to enact, why they kill on some days and not others, method and manner of the murder, the body disposal, and the post-offensive behavior, and use that information to build a profile, which narrows down the suspect pool significantly, and in most cases, helps point out the offender.
Wow, that's really cool. I can't imagine having a job like that. Now that everyone has an understanding of what FBI profiling actually is, we're going to examine Bundy and Dahmer's childhoods and start building our own profile.
That's right, ladies and gents. Today, we're the FBI profilers, with a little bit of help from our reliable sources, of course. But first, I'm going to explain what a serial killer really is. The plain definition of a serial killer is someone who hunts humans. Serial murder differs from, say, mass murder, and that serial murder is killing many people one at a time, as opposed to killing many people at one time, which would be mass murder. These serial murders are often an only child or the eldest child in the family. They believe that they are more intelligent than other people and that the rules of society do not apply to them. All right, now that you guys have all the background you need on FBI profiling and serial killers, Kaylee's going to start by telling us a little bit about Bundy.
Bundy was born on November 24th, 1946, and he never knew his biological father. At 3 years old, Bundy developed a fascination for knives and also became obsessed with pornography and sexually violent detective magazines. Bundy's mother met his stepfather when he was 5 years old, and Bundy admired his stepfather's intelligence very much. Interviewers think Bundy was emotionally damaged at a young age by seeing his grandfather's verbal and physical rage against family members. Bundy's childhood, when compared to Dahmer's, is fairly normal. While Bundy was finishing high school, he could tell he was different because he viewed his friends and family as objects, not people. This is the number one telling trait of a psychopathic personality. By 1974, when Bundy was 28 years old, he started killing.
Wow, he sounds like he got into some bad things at a really young age. I mean, 3 years old is way too young to have a knife fetish. That's definitely a sign. Dahmer's childhood was definitely not typical either. When Dahmer's mom was pregnant with him, she suffered from lots of mental and physical issues and was taking 26 pills a day at one point.
Wow, that's a lot of medication to be on while pregnant.
I know, and that's not even the worst of it. When he was 4 years old, he had a hernia operation, and his family said he was never the same after. He became distant from everyone and everything. He occupied himself by collecting roadkill, stripping off the flesh, and then assembling the bones in the woods. Dahmer became so afraid of other people that he saw them as inert objects, just like Bundy. Dahmer also suffered from a strong feeling of neglect from his parents. They divorced when he was in high school, and Dahmer was left alone at the house because his father moved out and his mother moved to Wisconsin with Dahmer's younger brother. He committed his first murder in 1978 when he was just 19 years old.
Both men had rough childhoods, which can help explain the things they did. Now that we have background on Bundy and Dahmer, we're going to explore the way they killed and how that builds their profile.
We'll start off with Dahmer. Dahmer would hang out on street corners and in bars, trolling for victims. Once he lured them back to the apartment, he would drug them, strangle them, molest their corpses, and then eat or preserve the body parts of his victims. Bundy, on the other hand, would lure his victims in with charm or flirting, or he would break into the young woman's homes in the middle of the night. He would hunt women that resembled his college love. Bundy would rape his victims and then kill them.
According to a report given by FBI profilers after interviewing 30 known serial killers, it has been established that most serial killers are male between the ages of 25 and 35 years old. This is true for both Dahmer and Bundy because they are around that age during the prime of their killing, so they fit that profile. They usually think they're more intelligent than other people, therefore they isolate themselves from the public. This is true more for Dahmer's profile than Bundy's, because Bundy was still very active with women and would often keep relationships while killing. But Dahmer was an extreme introvert.
Bundy's killings were filling a fantasy, his past college love. This adds to Bundy's profile and is a big part of what helped the FBI catch him. They could try and predict his next move based on his previous killings and his motive for killing in the first place. Dahmer's profile was harder to build because his victims were random. It was more about the sexual gratification he got from killing than the actual victims themselves. When Dahmer was asked why he committed such gruesome acts, like eating his victims' corpses, he explained that he didn't want his victims to leave him so he wouldn't feel lonely anymore.
I can't imagine turning to cannibalism to not feel lonely.
I can't imagine ever turning to cannibalism.
Now we're going to talk about a big new discovery that was made recently to help catch serial killers that involves tracking animal cruelty.
Yes, this would have come in handy a lot when trying to catch Bundy and Dahmer. Based on recent studies, there has been a strong link between animal abuse and human violence. For example, Bundy mutilated dogs and cats as a child, and Dahmer killed animals as a child to skin and soak their bones in acid before mounting their heads on stakes.
I can't imagine ever harming anything like that. It's so messed up.
And that, my friend, is what separates me and you from serial killers. We have conscious and sane thoughts.
Now I bet you guys are wondering what ended up happening to these two men.
Yes, of course. Bundy was arrested in April 1977 and went to trial for murder, but escaped through an open window and remained free for 6 days before being caught again. 6 months later, Bundy escaped again from a county jail. He was found again in February of 1978 and executed in the electric chair on January 24, 1989. It was discovered that Bundy could have committed as many as 100 murders since he was a teenage boy.
Dahmer tried to plead insanity after he was caught in an effort to avoid prison. He had mental health issues and claimed he acted under God's direction. The judge didn't approve, and Dahmer was sent to prison in 1992 for murdering 15 people and was sentenced to 15 life terms in prison. Unfortunately, Dahmer didn't get a chance to serve hardly any prison time because an inmate beat him to death in 1994.
I would say those are two just endings for two very sick men.
I would have to agree with you there.
Well, we hope you guys all enjoyed today's podcast and you crime junkies were satisfied.
Join us again for more crime curiosities next week.
Bye guys!